be dancing in the streets of Bucharest.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Well, we've had a big final overnight, Raymond, and we're about to get, dare I say it, an even bigger one tonight. It's incredible, isn't it? Novak Djokovic up against Roger Federer. 15 Grand Slam titles up against 20 Grand Slam titles. Our man on the ground there is Leo Schlink. He's been good enough to join us again this week. G'day, Leo.
So, Jimmy, how are you doing?
Yeah, really well. We're excited about this game, but let's go to the women's final first, and this is an incredible performance from Simona Halep. Without getting too carried away with how well she played, you almost have to think, well, what does this mean for Serena Williams, who's just been crushed in a final like never before?
I don't think I've seen her so crestfallen after a match. It was pretty obvious by the time she got to the post-match media conference that it had been really tough for her emotionally, as it would be. It's interesting that in the three Grand Slam finals she's played since she's come back after childbirth, she hasn't won a set. Lost here to Angie Kerber very heavily last year, not as badly as today, and also Naomi Osaka at the US Open last year. And look, Simona Halep just played an incredible match today. Deserved to win.
Leo, just on Serena, because Simona certainly deserves her moment in the sun, but Serena's been stuck on 23 Grand Slams now since she won the Australian Open back in 2017. As you mentioned, she's lost three Grand Slam singles finals quite comprehensively since. Is that becoming a mental thing as she tries to equal Margaret Court's all-time record of 24 singles wins?
I think it is, Ray. I think that one of her issues is she doesn't play enough. One of the reasons that she can't is because of her knees. Now, and it's just sort of like a catch-22. She needs more match play, so she's more accustomed to being in the situation that she was today and those other two Grand Slam finals we're talking about. But if she plays too much, she runs the risk of breaking down. And at almost 38, that could be terminal. So it's a very fine line that she's walking. And she's going to play two tournaments before the US Open, Toronto and then Cincinnati. They're premier level events, so it'll be the creme de la creme, and be really interesting to see how she goes. I thought mid-tournament she made a real surge to getting back to her title-winning form, and I think that was a result of playing mixed doubles with Andy Murray. Just got a serving rhythm back. And you saw today, though, that Simona Halep just returned her so well. It was one of the most brilliant defensive and then counter-attacking performances in a major final I've ever seen.
Is it deserved title for her? Now her second Grand Slam title. She's been a world number one. She's right up there on the all-time rankings for prize money. But it's those Grand Slam titles that players covet, Leo, and this is probably a deserved one for Simona?
Absolutely. Jimmy, she decided this year would be a chill year in terms of her as a human being. Not as a tennis player. She was just as upbeat about trying to get results, but I think it's part of the reason with Darren Cale stepped away for family reasons himself, that Simona decided to take the pressure off. When she lost the French title only a month or so ago, I think that eased it even more. And her and her current coach, Daniel Dobray, they got to England as soon as possible, and they got up to Wimbledon and got a head start on everybody, went down to Eastbourne, and you saw the results today. Yeah, she absolutely deserves this because she worked so hard. And you saw her retrieving her court coverage. She would be probably the fastest and the fittest woman out there at the moment on the tour.
Leo, before we get on to the men's, what does that mean now, Simona's win in terms of the WTA rankings? Of course, Ashley Barty has been world number one for about 3 weeks now. How will this change the rankings?
It won't affect the top couple. Obviously, it gets Simona close to the top five again. So she's going to be there pressing. She hasn't had much to defend the rest of the year at the US Open, et cetera, and going through into Asia. But Ash will probably stay there with good results. She can stay there probably again. It might be pressing it, but up until the US Open. And then, of course, she has to get to the second week to defend what she did last year. But at the moment, there's no real threat. Osaka is the closest. She's about 120-odd points behind her. But then she's got all those US Open points to fall off herself. So Ash, if she plays well, she's resuming in Toronto, and then she'll be obliged to play Cincinnati. So she's got a good opportunity there to retain that number one ranking.
Leo, just reading your words in today's Sunday Telegraph, you know you're going okay when the great Rod Laver is in awe of you, is the way he described Roger Federer.
Yeah, he's amazing. So Rod made those comments to me at the barbecue that Ray made himself famous at the Australian barbecue that Nuke always used to hold.
Oh, yeah. Now, how was his behaviour that day? Because he can get a little out of hand at times.
I was in awe. I was in awe, trust me.
It's a thing of legend now. But the last time I went in the door, there was a bouncer there. And,
yes.
A very lovely lady, by the way, and just said, oh, look, is Ray Thomas in the neighbourhood? Because we might need Ray.
I think Leo's stretching the truth a little bit here, but it's a good story,
it.
Leo.
I love it.
Sorry, Ray.
That's all right.
A license for that. that was at that barbecue, and Tennis Australia has it, and it's on the Friday night of the first week, and Rod was there, and he was asked by, he was interviewed by Nuke, and it was a fantastic insight into the match they shared 50 wow. years ago at Wimbledon, but at the end of it, they talked about Roger, and a couple of Swiss journos there, and they were just transfixed at the way that Rocket talks about Roger, and they've got a very good relationship, those two, and it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the final? Because Roger Federer hasn't been taken beyond four sets right through. He was outstanding against Nadal in the semi-final, but Djokovic is also in outstanding form. This is going to be a classic, Leo.
It is. I really fear for Roger on the matchup. And if Novak brings his usual kind of game, it's going to be tough for Roger. But if Roger serves and also returns, as he did against Rafa, he's going to be a chance against anybody. But I guess the bare bones of the matchup, they've played something like 47 times. Novak leads at 25-22. He's won eight of their most recent 10 most recent matches, I should say. He's got the edge on Roger at Grand Slams and also on grass. Mm. So that doesn't bode well for Roger, but we all know how Roger can turn things on its head. And there was a match in this tournament where he was just playing unworldly tennis. It was incredible. And we saw some of it against Rafa. And he broke down Rafa's backhand. And he might be able to do the same against Novak's backhand, because Roger was actually talking about Novak's backhand the other day. He said he's the only guy he's ever played against, and this is a span of 20 years, who can actually hit the backhand by going up and back to his left. He said no other player in the world could hit that shot. And it's the foundation stroke of what makes Novak so good.
There was an interesting line that you wrote today, or wrote yesterday for today's paper, Leo. The famously, and talking about Novak Djokovic, the famously ambitious baseliner covets Federer's Grand Slam record of 20. And I'd have thought that there wouldn't be an elite sports person on the planet that wasn't famously ambitious. It sort of goes with the territory, right?
Mm. It does. This guy's in a league of his own in terms of that. He's right. Isolated two records. One is the most weeks at world number one. He's around the 260 mark at the moment. So won't be, if he keeps going the way he is, in a year's time, he'll be right on Roger's 310. That's the one that he wants really badly, and equally so the number of Grand Slam titles. Mm. Look, if he wins tomorrow or tonight, he'll be on 16.
Gee.
And the way he's playing, he's accumulating them. Like, he's won three of the past four. If he wins this, this is four out of five. And we know that he can go on these big streaks. And the only thing that really stopped the last one was the elbow problem that he had.
Mm, exactly, yeah. Federer, he's 37 now, Leo. I guess we say it every year, but could this be his last hurrah, so to speak, in terms of being...
It's been happening for five
years. I know that, yeah, but an actual legitimate winning chance at Wimbledon.
I think he's got such an easy game, Ray, that he just does things. And Rafa talked about this, that he does things on court that are difficult for everyone else, and he makes them look easy.
Yeah.
And he's got such a passion for it. I think the only thing that's going to stop him is injury, or if there's a tap on the shoulder from Mirka to say, you've had your time, and now it's family time. But when Roger takes those breaks, and really well-thought-out breaks, he spends all the time with his kids. He said he loves just being surrounded by people. He's not a loner at all. And having four children fills that void, and he just loves being a normal dad and you know, picking up the kids from their schooling or whatever it is. And while he's got that balance, I can see him playing through at least another couple more years. And I, knowing him, he's not going to keep on playing unless it's at a level that he believes is worthy of him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Novak Djokovic, $1.50. Roger Federer, $2.60. Who's your tip, Leo?
I picked Novak at the start. No great science there, but he's hardly put a foot wrong. He's dropped, I think, only two sets the whole way through. And Roberto Bautista Agut played as well as he possibly could against him and still lost in four. I think he wins, but the sentimental side of me really hopes that Roger can get up. It would just be sensational to see him win here again at Wimbledon.
And just finally, Leo, Dylan Alcott did Australia proud again overnight, winning the quads wheelchair final, and he's on track now potentially for the Grand Slam.
He is. Amazing that this year, the first year at Wimbledon, first year at the French, he's won Australia five times, he's won the US twice, and now he's pressing right up there. He's got nine, and he also won the doubles here with Andy Latfon, the guy that he beat in the singles final today. And great to see that Wimbledon's really putting their money where their mouth is, because it was a $60,000 prize for him. And he picked up another 15 his share of the double. So really good couple of weeks for Dylan. And he'll go to New York and he'll be the hot favourite. And this is only really starting out now. And he was saying today that when they first started playing, there was basically three people around the court, and they were the parents. There was a decent crowd out on court today. And he really put on a show. And I just got the feeling that Dylan felt a bit sorry for his mate. His doubles mate towards the end of the match, and not saying he donated the game, but he made a few more errors than he had for the rest of the match, put it that way.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, just for the listeners, have you got a tip for the Melbourne Cup, Leo, at all? Got anything you might have an interest in?
Jeez.
I think Ray's the man there. He's the walking racing encyclopedia, but I would start with A if I did have a tip.
Attorney. He might run next week, Leo. Sydney or Brisbane. I was talking to Matty Smith for you yesterday. Oh, Jimmy, you wouldn't know. Leo's a part owner of Attorney. Two starts in Australia, two wins. Very promising horse. And will you be back home for next weekend at all, Leo? Or?
I will be, Ray. I haven't actually seen him in the flesh yet. I don't want to jinx him, so I'm going to stay well away and just let Matt do his business, because I'm so impressed with Matt Smith, just how patient he is. And he's done a brilliant job so far. But, to be fair to everyone, he's been given his chance to find his feet. And I guess once he rises through the classes, we'll get an idea of where he sits with things. But, very exciting to have a horse that's come to Australia and adapted so well.
200-1.
You can always dream. You can always dream.
200-1. And, you're ahead of the curve now. The listeners will be all over it, Leo, so hope you got that price.
Jimmy, I thought there might have been another zero.
Fantastic. Good luck with Attorney. Even better. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this final tonight. It's going to be an absolute classic. Thanks very much for your time, Leo.
No worries, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.